you make your way on, Brother Grayson. Appreciate this young man. And amen. Open that Bible and hold this microphone. And you going to stand right here?
Yes, sir.
You can probably be picked up right there if you don't want to hold down. All right, y'all encourage him.
Who's glad to be in the house of God tonight? Can I get an amen? Amen. If you would, turn your Bibles to Isaiah 41. Isaiah 41. When you get there, say amen. Be verse 10. It says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." Let's pray. God, thank you for allowing us to be here tonight. Lord, help me as I preach. Lord, speak through me. Lord, help me encourage a heart tonight. God, if someone needs to get saved, God, please save them, Lord. Just help the service tonight, Lord. Speak through me, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Tonight, I want to share with you for a while on what's holding you back. What's holding you back? Could it be fear? What could it be? What is holding you back? Let's find out. One, what's holding you back from serving? If you are a saved, born-again Christian, then the Bible tells us that we should serve the Lord while we are here on the earth. What are some ways we can serve Him? Witnessing is serving Him. Amen. God told us in Mark 16:15, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." To witness to all the world. And witnessing doesn't have to be knocking on doors. Witnessing, you can be in Walmart at the cash register and you see the cashier and she looks depressed out of her mind. You can tell her that Jesus loves her. Hand her a gospel tract. You see a lost person in Walmart when you're on an aisle trying to find some ramen noodles. Can I get an amen? You can end the person next to you and tell them Jesus loves them and He died for their sins and He can save them and give them a gospel tract. You can witness. You can tell your family and friends, invite them to church. There is a way we can all serve Jesus Christ. If we are true born-again Christians, we should serve Jesus. We should want to serve Jesus. We should have that longing in our heart to serve the one who saved us from hell. Can I get an amen? Because He is the King. There are ways for everyone to serve Jesus Christ. But what is holding you back from serving Him? What's holding you back? Could it be fear? Fear is the number fear is. Jeremiah 1:8 says, "Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee," saith the Lord. Most Christians are afraid to witness and to serve Jesus because they're afraid of what people will think, or they're afraid of the people that they're talking to. They're afraid what people will do unto them. The Bible says, "Fear not what man can do unto me." God will protect us. God is on our side because He loves us and He cares for us. Joshua 1:9. Turn your Bibles to Joshua 1:9. Says, "Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest." He's with us when we're knocking doors. He's with us in Walmart at the cash register. He's with us. Just tell someone. All you have to do is get the words out of your mouth to tell someone that Jesus loves them and He cares for them and that He wants to save them. All you got to do is talk because He's with us. We don't have to be afraid. You know where fear comes from? The devil. The devil tells us that they might hurt you. They might say something mean to you. You might look bad in front of your friends. Well, that ain't looking bad because up in heaven, the people on earth might be ashamed of you. They might make fun of you. But God up in heaven, when you hand someone a gospel tract or you tell them that Jesus loves them, He's proud of you. He's proud of you. Psalms 118:6. Psalms 118:6. says, "The Lord is on my side, I will not fear. What can man do unto me?" What can men do to us when we have the King of all kings, the one who created them? What can they do to us when we're doing what God told us to? God is on our side. He will protect us. Deuteronomy 31:6. "Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee." He won't forsake us. He'll be there when we're walking up to the door, and he'll stay with us until we're done. God is on our side. He'll never leave us. He's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. He'll be with us. All you got to do is talk, and he'll speak through you. He'll protect us. You know why he'll protect us? Because he's the protector. He's the helper in time of need. He's the savior. He saved our souls from hell. So all we got to do is serve him. Because he's there for us. All you got to do is trust in God and he will help us. So Christians, it's time we find a way to serve Jesus. No matter what it is, just serve him while you still got a breath on this earth. Because he's worth serving. Number two, what's holding you back from the Savior? So you're here tonight and you aren't saved. You're not a Christian. But down in your heart, you know you need a Savior. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." You know you need to ask God to save you. But something is holding you back. What is it? Could it be your friends? Could it be your family? You told them you already got saved when you were younger. What could it be that's holding you back? You know what it most likely is? Fear. Fear, pride is holding you back to come down to an altar and ask God to save you because you're afraid of what the people will think. So what's the number one thing holding people back? Fear. Fear is holding Christians back from telling somebody and helping them get to heaven. Fear is holding lost people back from getting saved. But guess what? You don't have to be afraid. Because God will save you. God will help you get to the next door. God will help you. You don't have to be afraid. Focus on God and what he wants for you. Face your fears tonight. Ask God to save you if you're lost. Don't worry about what they will think. Because here, all the Christians won't laugh at you if you come down and get saved. You know what we'll do? We'll rejoice with you. We'll rejoice with you on this earth and we'll rejoice with you forever in heaven if you get born again tonight. So don't be afraid of what your friends will think. They'll rejoice with you. Don't be afraid to come to God. Jesus is calling. He's calling for you to get saved if you're not tonight. He will save you. Jesus is calling. Answer the phone. Praise God. Jesus is calling for you to get saved. And once you get saved, once you face your fear and come down to this altar, you know what? You won't have that fear anymore. God will be with you. You'll have him in your heart to help you. And if that fear ever comes back lurking in from the devil, you know what you say? Guess what, devil? I'm not afraid of him because I know my God, my Savior, my King will protect me. You don't have to be afraid. Lost person, ask God to save you. Don't be afraid anymore. Saved person, go to the next door. Do serve Jesus. Don't be afraid of what people will think. Don't be afraid. Come to Jesus. Just come to Jesus. Thank you.
That's some showing up preaching right there.